Welcome back to another episode of the I'm Moving to Italy podcast. This is Nathan Heinrich, and I would like to welcome you back to Season 2, Episode 14. I am very excited about today's episode, my friends, because today I get to share with you what I just experienced this past week, starting my brand new Italian language course that I'm taking. So last week when I left off, I kind of told you a little bit about where we are. I'm just going to quickly recap exactly how I got to where I am attending this school at this time. So back in, I think, April, if you've been listening all the way through, you remember that I took my Italian language equivalency test, basically to find out where I would place. I wasn't really sure where I would place, but after taking that test, we received no notice, no news. They have on file Alessandro's number. And so we kind of expected at some point to hear back, well, you placed in this level of Italian. I was hoping that it wasn't going to be a very high level. I wasn't expecting it to be, but I was hoping it would be one of the lower levels because I wanted to really start in a classroom setting at the basic level, you know, probably like the level one. So anyway, I just wasn't sure. Sometimes, you know, you take a test and you can accidentally do better than you really should do, but anyway, so I just wasn't sure where I was going to end up as far as placement. And they had said, you know, our next course that's available that has room wouldn't be until September. So we will let you know as we get closer to September where you will be, you know, in that class, if you're going to have room in that class or not. So I just, you know, kind of stopped thinking about it. Every once in a while, I would ask Alessandro if he'd gotten, you know, a phone call or an email from the school with an update on where I had placed as far as the level and whether or not I was going to be in the course in September. Well, then, you know, we went through the summer. We went on our trip to southern Italy. Then I went to California and no news. So when I got back from California in the first part of September, there was still no news from the school. So Alessandro called the school just to check in and said, hey, just wanted to see. And they said, yes, Nathan is still on the list, but we do not have any other news for you. We can't even tell you when the courses are going to start. So because we had been told that the course was starting in September, as September kind of slowly melted away, I just figured, okay, well, it's not going to happen, and the next courses don't start until next year. You know, I think January, the next set of courses were going to begin, and so I was just like, okay, well, this fall semester of classes is just obviously not going to happen. So I was disappointed, really, because I was kind of excited. I'm like, you know, this first year here in Italy, this is the year that I really could use this Italian language course. I mean, I'm practicing as much as I can with Alessandro, and I'm, you know, I'm using my Duolingo, which is the program. I don't know if I've ever actually shared that with you on this podcast, but the language learning app that I use is Duolingo. And I use the Plus version, which gives you just a better experience, really, than using the free version. And I would highly recommend Duolingo, but I would also recommend using Duolingo's Plus version. It's very worth it. I've been doing it for, I think, a total of 267 days nonstop as of today. And what I have found is that it's really great for writing, reading, and comprehension, but it is not so great for spoken Italian. And there's just no real substitute for practicing Italian and really learning to speak it and using a phone where the software speaks very slowly and very clearly with no accent. It doesn't translate very well to the real world because people talk much faster in the real world. They have different accents and, you know, it's just a different experience. So that's what I found. So anyway, so as I said, I had kind of just given up on attending Italian language school and was kind of, we were starting to make our plans. Okay, so let's, you know, figure out where we're going to be going in November. We're going to spend, you know, at least a month or so in the United States in November over Thanksgiving. And we were going to just kind of figure out our schedule. Well, then about a week ago from yesterday, we get this message from the school saying Nathan's classes are starting on Monday. And we were really surprised. I think maybe I was even more surprised than Alessandro, because I think Alessandro knows how the Italian system works and it can be kind of unpredictable. But I was very surprised because I know that the Italian system works differently than the system where I grew up, but it's still hard for me to really know what to expect because it's so unpredictable. Sometimes things can happen early, sometimes things can happen very, very slowly, and it's just you never know what's going to happen. And so I was like really excited to find out that I might be starting right away. And my brain just starts imagining all the different scenarios I was going to find myself in. And Alessandro's like, you know, if we're going to be going away in November, I don't know if it's a good idea for you to be starting this course. And I said, you know what? I don't care if I have to redo the whole thing again. I want to just start. I just want to start getting that experience in the classroom. Even if I only do it for a month and a half or even just a month, it's better than nothing. So he said, okay, well, I'll find out. So Monday morning, he calls up. There's this whole, you know, kind of back and forth with the school. So it just didn't work out that I was able to go to the class on Monday that they had originally put me in. But they said, we've got another class. It's on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's for 3 hours, 2 days a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So Alessandro said, yes, he'll do it. So he signed me up for the 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock class on Tuesday, the following day. So Tuesday arrives. I'm even more excited. And I'm like, you know, trying to figure out, what am I going to wear on my first day of school? What do I need to bring with me? What kind of notebooks do I need and pens and all this stuff? And I mean, I used to really love going to college and school in general, but I can definitely say I have never been so excited to be in school or to be studying anything as I have been this past week. And I really do love school. And I haven't been in a classroom for like at least 15 years. In California, I used to teach some workshops and some classes, but that was on design stuff. But I haven't been in a class myself as a student for like a decade and a half. And I was just excited. I was like wondering like who's going to be in the class with me? What's the teacher going to be like? And just everything. My brain was just going crazy. So at 2:30, I jump in the car. And I'm playing my music, and it's kind of a rainy, drizzly, cloudy day, which is my favorite weather, and the trees are starting to turn fall color, and of course I'm over-idealizing and over-romanticizing. I'm listening to music in this sort of euphoric state of excitement. So I get to the school, park the car, hop out, it's kind of raining a little bit, and I walk up to the school door, and it's locked, and there was a bell there, you know, said you have to ring the bell. They don't just let anybody in. You have to ring the bell, and then they come and talk to you and see if you belong there or not. So, of course, I had my mask on, and I rang the bell, and no one came. And so I waited a little bit, and then I rang the bell again, and finally someone came and let me in. And she opened the door, and she asked me if I had a class, and I said yes. And so she said, okay, come in. And then she had me check my temperature in front of this temperature reading machine, and so I had my temperature checked. Everything was fine. What is your name? I gave her my name, and she said, okay, your class is starting in 5 minutes, and it's on the second floor. So she took me up to the second floor, showed me the classroom, and I walked in, and I was very excited to see that the same really lovely woman, her name was Signora Paola, who administered the test that I took back in the spring, she was the teacher. And there was about four students in the class already. And there was one younger guy and three younger girls. And so there was just five of us. So I sat down, teacher said hello, she asked me for my name, and anyway, so I was kind of waiting for the class to fill up a little bit, and it turned out that was it. There was just five of us. And I'm looking around, and I'm like, man, I am definitely probably the oldest person in this classroom right now, because, you know, we're all wearing masks. One of the girls is wearing a hijab over her head and a mask, so it's kind of hard to tell everyone's age. Two of the girls were speaking to the girl wearing the hijab in a language I did not understand. The guy sitting next to me looked young and he had kind of darker complexion. And the girls were kind of lighter complected. I didn't know where anyone was from. And I was just like, wow, this is wild. One thing I noticed right away is that I have not really, other than flying back and forth to the United States twice this year, I have very rarely found myself in situations where I needed to wear a mask for a long period of time. I really don't like masks. I don't think anybody likes the masks, but I really don't like them. And I have actually kind of a hard time breathing with them. And so usually I try to have my nose at least out so I can breathe through my nose, because that's kind of the healthiest way to breathe anyway. But I really don't like masks. I don't even think that the science supports the use of wearing masks. We're all vaccinated in this classroom and we're all wearing masks, and we're in a classroom where we're trying to learn a language. So wearing masks was not, kind of the one tiny little detail that was not my favorite thing, but I was so happy to be there. I wasn't going to complain about the masks. It is what it is, and I'm not going to change it, and better not to get too crazy about it. Fortunately, she allowed us to have our noses, you know, so we could breathe through our noses and at least just have our mouth portion of the mask covered, so that was fine. Anyway, so the teacher, Signora Paola, she starts kind of taking roll, checking everyone's names, and then introduces herself, and then has each of us introduce ourselves. And it turned out that the guy sitting next to me was from Morocco, so he spoke Moroccan. And then the girls, two of them were from Turkey, and the other one was from Macedonia, and they all three of them spoke Turkish. And of course, the teacher spoke Italian, I spoke English, and two of the girls were 19. The guy sitting next to me was 19, and the other girl from Macedonia was 22. So I was definitely the oldest person in the class, and I'm like, okay, the teacher is 60 years old, but right next to the teacher, I was the oldest person in the class. But it's fine, I didn't care. But it was just kind of funny that I was in a class with 19 and 22-year-olds. But anyway, we started right away, and immediately I realized that I was definitely in the right level, because we were at the beginning level A1 Italian. And while I have to say that I understood everything the teacher was saying, and I had no trouble understanding the instructions, I had no trouble reading the papers that we were supposed to have a book that we were supposed to buy. You know, she said, okay, next time you come, when you're here next week, just make sure you get this book by next week. I've got all these papers printed out from the book that we'll use in today's class. But just until then, you know, get order that book. But until then, we'll use these papers. So I was able to read the instructions on the papers. I was able to understand the teacher. So that part was great. But when it came to speaking, and when it came to just in general, like, where was I? Was I where I needed to be? I found that I was definitely in the level I was supposed to be. And so I was very grateful for that. So we went through the first hour and a half of class, and I loved every second of it. And I definitely made my fair share of mistakes and answered some questions wrong. And so did everybody else in the classroom, because we're all kind of beginners. So it was totally fine. I was in good company. The teacher was super, super sweet, super kind, just like didn't make any of us feel the least bit uncomfortable or judged or like we didn't know what we should know. She was just really lovely. And the other students, you know, they're all wearing masks, but they're all very, very soft-spoken people by nature. You can tell they're kind of shy. And so my voice was kind of the loudest voice in the room. The teacher wasn't even a very, you know, she spoke well, we could hear her, but the other students were speaking so softly, I could hardly hear what they were saying, especially behind their masks. And so it was interesting to go through that first hour and a half. So then we had a little break, and we got to take, you know, 10 minutes and just do whatever. And then when we came back in to start the second hour and a half of class, another couple came and joined the class. And it turned out that they were from Bangladesh. And they were, one was in his 50s and then his wife was in her 40s. So I was definitely no longer the oldest person in the class. So that was nice. But then there was also a new language introduced to the class. So now there's Bengali being spoken. And it was just super, super international experience. I just really loved that it was such a diverse group of people. And we, as the class went on, we got much more calm and much more at ease with each other and much more just, you know, the nerves kind of settle a little bit, and then you really don't use all that mental energy on your anxiety. You're starting to use it more on really speaking and writing and understanding and answering questions and asking the questions to the teacher. And so it just got so much nicer. The man from Bangladesh, I do have to say, he definitely tried to kind of take over the class. And the teacher was calling on us. You know, she was like, okay, Nathan and Walid, the boy from Morocco, and Marisa, one of the girls from Turkey, you know, she would call on us, but then he would try to answer for us. And so she tried to say, you know, you got to wait your turn to answer. He's definitely very, very vocal and very outspoken. So that was kind of funny. He had to keep getting put in his place by the teacher. But his wife was very, very quiet and very, very reserved. So he was definitely the more vocal one of the two of them. And one thing that's kind of interesting is nobody can really pronounce my name in Italy, because the sound, the TH, the TH sound in the middle of my name, Nathan, is not really spoken here in Italy. It's just not used. That sound is not used in the language here. And so when people try to say Nathan, it always comes out Nata or Nathan. So I find myself sometimes even just calling myself Nathan or Nata. So sometimes I don't even pronounce my name the way it's supposed to be pronounced, just because I just know they can't pronounce it. In the surrounding sounds for this episode, if you hear me pronouncing my name in a strange way, it's because I kind of accidentally sort of fall into that place of trying to pronounce my name in a way that they would be able to pronounce it as well. Because I have not yet heard, even Alessandro struggles with it, I have not yet heard an Italian person be able to say my name truly the way it's supposed to be pronounced, with that strong TH sound. But I didn't care. I don't care. Just kind of a funny little side note. But anyway, so we got to the end of the class and we had a little bit of work we had to do at home. So a little bit of homework we had to do, but it was just such a great experience. I just loved every single second of it. And after 3 hours of the class, it was definitely, I was like, okay, yeah, this is probably about the maximum, you know, in one setting, to sit in a classroom for 3 hours with one tiny little bathroom break in the middle. Definitely is a pretty long period of time. So on Wednesday, I went to try to find at a local bookshop, which is called a cartereria. I went to this local bookshop to try to buy the Italian book, because our teacher said that it was in most of the local bookshops. So we went to to a couple different bookshops, and the book was not available in either one of the shops. They were going to have to order it. So we ended up just ordering it online, and I just got the book yesterday. So I have my book for my class this next coming week, which is great. I'm excited about that. It's nice to have the actual book that I'm going to be using. So when I went back to class on Thursday, I saw that we had a new student from a new country. I didn't even actually catch which country. She was from a Middle Eastern country. She was also wearing a hijab, but she was speaking Arabic. And of course, Arabic has a completely different alphabet than us. So the teacher was having to work with her on kind of a different level, and even having to use Google Translate to speak to her to tell her, because she has a completely different alphabet that she uses. Anyway, I was thinking, man, she's got a bigger challenge, because all the rest of us at least use a pretty similar alphabet, and hers is like not even remotely similar. So I was kind of feeling grateful that I didn't have that big of a challenge in learning this new language. Anyway, we got through our class on Thursday. It was a great day and another really amazing day. Plenty of challenges and we laughed and the teacher was just phenomenal. And the students, you know, were kind of starting to get more comfortable with each other and were really learning each other's names. And it was just really much more casual. But one of the things that was kind of interesting is the teacher said, how many of you would be available to come 3 days a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and instead of 3 hours, do 3 days a week for 2 hours? And so it turns out that all of us said that we were available on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, which is perfect days for me, because Mondays I'm oftentimes doing stuff with the podcast. And so I said, yep, I'm available. Everyone else said, yes, they were available. So this coming week, I'll be going to school 3 days a week, but only going for 2 hours at a time, which is honestly, I think, kind of nicer. Instead of trying to cram all that 6 hours worth of coursework into 2 days, we spread it over 3 days, and they're all 3 days right next to each other. So we go 3 days in a row, which I think is just so nice. I think it's going to make, I just think it's going to be a smoother, easier way to absorb the new information and the language. So I'm just really excited about that. So anyway, when I got home, Alessandro looked over my work and looked over my homework, and he was like, he was just really excited that I was going, and he could see how excited I was. And so anyway, it's just super cool. I'm really loving it, and I'm just feeling enormously grateful. It has given me a whole new, like, kind of burst of excitement. I feel like I've just been this year, because this year has just been a strange year. It's been, you know, kind of year two of the pandemic, and, you know, everything's just kind of strange, and everything's been going kind of slower than what most of us would like. And the fact that this course is starting just really, really reinvigorates me. And it's, I just find it to be very exciting. So I'm super grateful that that's happening. And I'm really looking forward to sharing more of the stories with you and let you know how it's going. So that's really, that is really what I have for today's episode. I just wanted to kind of share with you about my Italian course and give you some details and let you know how it was going. I'm just so excited about it. And well, that kind of brings us to the end of our episode and to our Italian proverb for the week. And our Italian proverb for this week is, dopo la pioggia arriva il sole. And that means, after the rain comes the sunshine. And that's exactly how I'm feeling, because literally we've had a lot of rain and then some sunshine, but also just the kind of period of waiting and kind of wondering, you know, when things were going to change has kind of melted away into this really wonderful time of something exciting happening. So just, I'm really grateful for that. So after the sunshine comes the rain, and that is definitely how it is feeling right now. Well, my don't you love it when for this week is, don't you love it when you are out for a walk and you unexpectedly make the acquaintance of someone that you didn't expect to meet, or maybe you didn't expect to meet anyone. And that is exactly what happened to me this week. I was out for a walk on my walking path. I have two different places I walk. I either walk up to the castle or I walk along this really wonderful walking path that goes down and walks along the canal. And so while I was walking back this week on, I think it was on Friday morning, as I'm walking back, I encountered this woman who I had passed with her dog earlier in the walk. And I don't know how her dog, I think, came over. Her dog was not a very well-behaved dog, a very energetic dog that liked to jump and everything, and he wasn't listening to his owner. And she was trying to control the dog. And anyway, we just, her and I struck up a conversation, you know, kind of a broken conversation in Italian. And then when she found out I was American, she started speaking to me in this beautiful English. And her name was Greta. It turns out that she had gone to school in the United States and studied in Washington, D.C., where she got her degree and her PhD in microbiology, and now she works in Venice. So anyway, we had this really lovely conversation. We exchanged email addresses. I wrote her an email after I got home, and who knows, maybe she'll be a new friend. But she was excited to meet me because she's like, I want to keep practicing my English. And I said, well, I'd love to, you know, connect with you. And so we just had a really unexpectedly lovely encounter, and I was just really, really excited to meet her. So I'll let you know if I end up spending some time in the future with Greta, and maybe she'll become a friend. Well, that brings us to our surrounding sounds for this week, and I have some great ones because, of course, I recorded a lot of those first 2 days of school here in the Italian language course. So my first surrounding sound is walking up to the door, my first day of school, and ringing the bell, and then having the woman come and let me in and get my temperature checked and walking into my classroom for the first time. And then, of course, we have the sound of some of our first few exercises and introducing myself and the teacher introducing herself and answering some questions, and then just a few other sounds from class. And then I have finally the sound of Alessandro looking over some of my work that I brought home and making comments on it. And he was very interested to see what I was studying, and he was kind of giving some of his feedback. So I have that sound as well. So enjoy those sounds, and I will be back afterwards to say goodbye.
Buongiorno. Mi dica, hai corso?
Sì.
Che nome?
Nathan.
Nathan. Ah, sì. La temperatura?
Ok.
Vicino. Mia. Ok, vieni. Chiude questo di sopra.
Ah, beh, sì, si può chiudere più.
Per meglio. Ecco qua.
Buongiorno, appena arrivato.
Bene. Allora, buongiorno, benvenuti alla scuola di italiano. Io mi chiamo Paola. Maestra Paola. Allora, cominciamo con presentazioni. Ti chiedo per favore di comprare questo per venire a scuola. Volete fare una foto?
Mm-hmm.
Costa 8 euro.
Ok. Grazie.
Tu come ti chiami?
Mi chiamo Medina.
Io mi chiamo Medina. Tu come ti chiami?
Io mi chiamo Nathan.
Nathan.
Sì.
Io mi chiamo Walid.
Alid?
Walid.
Walid.
Io mi chiamo Minissa.
Minissa?
Mi chiamo Emina.
Emina, adesso vediamo se mi ricordo, eh. Medina. Nathan. Walid.
Minissa.
Emina. Emina.
Simona.
Bene. Io mi chiamo Paola. E tu?
Il mio nome è Medina.
Bene?
Il mio nome è Nathan.
Sì?
Il mio nome è Paola.
Sì?
Il mio nome è Melissa.
Melissa?
E il mio nome è Emina.
Bravissimi, molto bene. Ottimo. Allora, adesso vi vado a fare le fotocopie. Vado giù, faccio le fotocopie del libro da darvi. Nathan.
Ah.
Mi chiamo
Nathan, vengo dal California.
Dalla California.
Sì. Abito a Conegliano. Sì. E parlo inglese.
Parlo inglese.
Mi chiamo Walid, vengo dal Marocco.
Dal Marocco.
Dal Marocco, abito a Conegliano, parlo arabo.
Sì.
Lui è Chris, americano. Lei è Olga, di Kiev.
Lei è Olga, di Kiev, Ucraina.
Lei si chiama Anna, è inglese di Manchester.
Lei si chiama Anna, è inglese di Manchester.
Sophie di Lione.
Sophie di Lione.
E lui è Andrew, è australiano, di Sydney.
Andrew
australiano di Sydney.
Laura, piacere.
Laura, piacere. No, Covid, piacere. Così adesso. Noi siamo a Conegliano. Voi siete studenti. Loro sono ragazzi. Io sono, tu sei, lui o lei è. Noi siamo, voi siete, loro sono.
You will do this and be a great exercise about the fiscal code. Like, you see how we pronounce the letters. You say R, no? We say R. S, 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 B, L, A, 8, 6, R, 2, 7, G, 4, 7, 9, N. So we're great for you. It's a very good one. Molto bene. Now let's switch the pandemic to
one. You gonna help me with my homework?
No.
You're not gonna help me with my homework?
If you need some help in some little things, I will. But it's very important that you do on your own. When I was little, my parents, my mom was helping other children, not me. Because the concept was, I had to be the smartest. So I had to study double, while my mom loved to help other friends, children with their homework. But when it was about mine, she was just checking my homework. She was not the woman it is today. She was a little bit different. So at the time, I had to learn to be perfect. So I will check your homework. Maybe what you should use is not a pen, but something that you can...
erase?
Yeah. And then I will help you. What do you need?
Thank you.
I'm available to you. Anytime.
I hope you enjoyed those sounds from this week's episode, and I am so glad that I got to share this exciting new chapter in my life with you this week, and I'm hoping that I'm able to complete, I don't know, who knows what's going to happen. Now everything's up in the air. I don't know whether or not we're going to be ending up traveling in November to the United States or not. Maybe we're going to cancel that trip. Who knows what's going to happen? But either way, I'm just really happy to be studying Italian in a classroom, and I'm really looking forward to sharing with you how that process goes. I'm also really looking forward to my Italian improving, and I'm sure you guys will be able to hear a difference in my Italian as I improve slowly but surely. Well, my friends, I hope that you are having a fantastic week. I'm so glad I got to come back and spend another Monday with you. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to share this time with me. And wherever you are listening to the sound of my voice this week, I hope you're healthy and well, and I look forward to being back here with you next week. So until then, take care. God bless. Ciao, ciao, ciao.